it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal? Pickles is everything kosher.
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Come join us.
Huggy Lowdown.
Timberwolf.
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
It's the last Friday of November, which means it's 26 days till Christmas, which means it's that time to break up, to make up in January. Tell us about today. November went by quicker than the Washington Wizards' winning streak. If my Wizards play New York in New York tonight, and you know the Knicks are going to have their lucky mascot, Spike Lee, on deck at Madison Square Garden. Now, he loved the Knicks. He really loved the Knicks. He loved the Knicks more than Mariah Carey and the Kardashians. And you know they love them some Knicks. So put the Washington Wizards down as contender number one, since they've only won one game. Shoot, the Wizards so bad, some of their full-time side chicks are looking for part-time work as Costco cashiers. Contender number two, the team that lost to the 0-12 Washington Wizards, the Portland Trailblazers. How the hell you lose to a team that's 0-12? That's like going out on a date with Corinne Steffens and not getting a kiss at the end of the night because she got a super headache. Contender number three, our very own J. Anthony Brown.
Yes, sir.
Now, Jay made the list because he showed up an hour and a half late for work earlier this week. And the author of Booty Meat had listeners on the edge of their seats waiting on the man who's developed a cult following for his spirit. Now, he's a lion's liar. He's the Dalai Lama of lying. Anyway, Jay's excuse this time for showing up late was he simply overslept. You hear me? He simply overslept.
Yes, sir. That was it.
Now, this Republican Rip Van Winkle late night Nickelodeon said he overslept. Like he was in a hash-filled hammock. Contender number four, Tom Joyner.
What?
A.K.A. Boss Beige, a.k.a. he believed that bullshit. Tom, when Jay told you the reason he was late for work the other day was because he overslept and you didn't tell him to step, I had to write your name on the ballot, brother. Because I'm sure, I thought you was going to be like Rufus Thomas and start walking the dog. Contender number five, all the people who played the Powerball and forgot to play their regular daily numbers. And missed the damn four digit. Contender number six, who that Saints quarterback, Drew Brees, for throwing five interceptions against the Falcons last night. Oh, yeah, the Falcons made groceries out of Drew Brees' passes. He was so bad last night, I heard the Saints are talking about trading him for Dallas quarterback Tony Romo this morning.
Whoa.
Contender number seven, Cat Williams. Yep, Cat's playing cat and mouse with the law again. Let me tell you what happened this week on Cops. Cat Williams leads the police on a low-speed chase. A low-speed chase on a three-wheel motorcycle in Sacramento. Police tried to pull him over because he was on them lines. Riding on them lines. Now, he has more brushes with the law than DMX. Simply, it ain't even called brushes with the law with Cat. It's called straightening cones with the law with Cat Williams. Now, Cat Williams' name is an insult. Now, do y'all know that? Did y'all know that Cat Williams' name is an insult whenever you say Cat Williams or something? I even heard DMX got mad at somebody for calling him the Cat Williams of rap. Hell, I heard Cat Williams got mad because somebody said he was the Cat Williams of comedy. Mitt Romney, you are the Bama of the week. the last time I'm going to say this, Shiggity. You stay the hell out the White House. I wouldn't have invited his ass nowhere. I would have told him to go through the drive-thru window. And why didn't the president answer the door with a do-rag on and a wife beater? I'm going to be in Philly December the 14th through the 16th at the Lamp House with our affiliate 100.3.
WRMB.